Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. You get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, and you search on Google. These are the words of Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella, who testified Monday in the Google antitrust case. The tech leader endorsed the U.S. Justice Department's theory that Google cemented a dominance of internet search through agreements with Apple that have made Google's search engine the default on Apple's Safari web browser. Nadella said Microsoft is trapped in a vicious cycle where Google uses its roughly 90% market share to continually improve its search results and bolster its bottom line, which in turn further reinforces its monopoly. It looks like Meta wants to charge Europeans a monthly subscription if they don't allow the company to use their digital activity to target ads on Facebook and Instagram. Meta unveiled a plan to European regulators last month where it would charge users roughly £10 a month on desktop Facebook or Instagram accounts and roughly £6 per month for each additional linked account. The price would jump to £13 per month on mobile because Meta would factor in commissions charged by Apple and Google's app stores on in-app payments. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission issued its first ever fine for a company leaving space junk orbiting Earth. Dish Network was fined $150,000 for failing to move an old satellite far enough away from others in use. The company admitted liability over its EchoStar 7 satellite and agreed to a compliance plan with the FCC. Apple has started requiring new apps to show proof of a Chinese government license before being released on the Chinese version of the App Store. Developers must now submit an Internet Content Provider, or ICP, filing when they publish new apps. The change in Apple's rules brings the company in line with its local rivals, which adopted the policy years ago to meet Chinese state regulations. Tomorrow, Wednesday, October 4th, 2023, the United States Wireless Emergency Alert System is scheduled to have its third test since 2018. The Wireless Emergency Alert System is a public safety system that allows authorities to alert people via their mobile devices of dangerous weather, missing children, and other situations requiring public attention. A rare look inside of TikTok's parent company's financials shows that ByteDance turned an operating profit of nearly $6 billion in the first quarter of 2023, nearly double its haul from the previous year. But while ByteDance's revenue continues to expand, surging by more than 38% to $85.2 billion in 2022, the company's revenue growth has come down compared with the year prior when it rose by nearly 80%. We can confidently say that the company is growing continuously, a ByteDance spokesperson said. In other TikTok news, the social media giant is testing a paid ad-free version of its app in a country outside of the United States. A TikTok spokesperson confirmed the existence of the app to Variety, of which screenshots indicate a $4.99 per month option to see no ads. They said the feature is currently being trialed outside of the U.S. and that it may not expand more widely. Janusz Cieszynski, Poland's Minister of Digital Affairs, believes the European Commission has been too focused on tackling big tech and not enough on improving digital services for citizens. Speaking to TNW at a recent Tallinn Digital Summit in Estonia, the minister said that digital ID services that are prevalent in Estonia and increasingly so in Poland under his remit need to be higher priority EU-wide. There's a lot of focus on tech businesses, and there's not enough focus on legislation, which will help citizens, which will help ordinary people, for instance, to travel around Europe with your ID in your phone. And finally, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Netflix plans to raise the price of its ad-free service a few months after the continuing Hollywood actors' strike ends. The streaming service is discussing raising prices in several key markets globally, but will likely begin with the United States and Canada, according to people familiar with the matter. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy this show, remember to tell a friend and check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.